Get educated. Happy Pride, everyone.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 15th of July, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, if the only Barrymore you've ever heard of was Drew, you'd best be listening to today's guest. John Cousins is here to tell us about Barrymore's Ghost, where he plays Drew's grandfather, John Barrymore, one of the greatest American actors of the 20th century, if not the greatest. We'll look at some of the other many theater festivals that are going on in town, in our town this summer, plus Call Board, lots of great local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So it's another sunny day, another blue sky out there in the middle of July. It's the Ides of July for you Julius Caesar fans out there. And we've got this kind of Chinese-Canadian film thing going on in the Agora here. There's a whole bunch of people. There's all these... It's called the Golden Canadian... Canada Golden Maple Film Society or something. And it's all in Chinese, so I don't understand. I don't quite get what they're talking about. But there's movie posters that have nothing to do with China or Canada, so I'm not really sure what's going on. But it's really interesting. Everybody's very nicely dressed. Yeah.
They look a little confused actually themselves. So
yeah, I haven't actually introduced you yet, John.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm talking to the audience, but that's fine. John Cousins is here. Hi, John.
I'm upstaging you, just like Lionel Barrymore did to his brother. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all right. We're gonna talk to John in a couple minutes, but I want to play a piece of music first. One of the really cool things about this show is that anybody can get their stuff on the air. All you have to do is just send an email to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And David Ivan Neal is a guy who's doing that a few times now. He used to be in a band called the Golden Chesterfields, and now he's just sitting in his home in Langley and recording stuff on his iPhone and posting it on Bandcamp. So this is the latest. You can get it right now. Just go to Bandcamp, look up David Ivan Neal. I think it's a pay what you can, too. So just, you know, download his music, listen to him. It's called A Family Living in the Walmart Parking Lot.
On a tray, we're in the
goddamn thing in this parking lot.
All right, there we go. That's David Ivan Neal, and like I said, check him out on Bandcamp, and he'll just keep sending us stuff. That's great. All right, John Cousins is here. Hi, John.
Hello.
John is a Vancouver actor who I've known for like what a dozen? No, more than that.
More than that.
Probably about 15 years now.
Yeah.
And we've done a few shows together ourselves, and you were at the wedding. And
exactly.
Yeah, spoke very eloquently. That was very nice. Thanks.
Well, that's strange for me.
And now you're playing John Barrymore.
Yeah.
So tell us about who John Barrymore was.
Well, he was probably, even to this day, like I was talking to Christopher from, you know, the Christopher from Bart on the Beach, and I even asked him, what do you think of John?
We call him Gazy.
Gazy. Yeah. And I asked him what he thought of John Barrymore, and he said, yeah, he goes, he still acclaimed the finest Hamlet, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, so it was kind of interesting. Like, he had a little smile on his face, but I think it was kind of interesting because John Barrymore never really wanted to be an actor, which I discovered through this play.
Really?
It was something he kind of followed through because that's what the rest of the family did.
Yeah. So like, and he's like, he was like second or third generation too.
Yeah.
On his mother's side, the Drews, they were like the big actors in the 19th century. They were kind of the competition with the Booths.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And actually there's a funny story to that because Booth did Hamlet as well. Mm-hmm. And so John Barrymore said, okay, well, I'm going to do Hamlet. Booth closed his performance on the 100th performance.
Yeah.
And so Barrymore said, well, I'm going to do 101 performances just to beat his record. So
we're talking about Edwin Booth, not John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the one who killed Lincoln.
His brother.
Right? That's right. His brother. The more talented one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but it was, the famous Barrymores, it was two brothers and a sister.
That's right.
John Lyle and Ethel.
Ethel, that's right.
And
yes.
they were like the royalty of Broadway in the 20s. And
the theatrical dynasty, as they called themselves. Yeah.
And then they went on to Hollywood and mm-hmm. sort of had moderate success, but nothing really to match what they did on Broadway.
Yeah, but the press just ripped John a new one when he went into film.
Yeah.
It's just like they said he abandoned theater and like called him all types of names and said that, and that's part of what this play is about, is he is... being cursed as in purgatory as a theater ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty much having to atone for abandoning the theater. And that's why he's haunting this theater.
Kind of like what happened to film actors who went into television in the 60s and 70s.
You know? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about the play. It's called Barrymore's Ghost, as you said. And mm-hmm. it's in White Rock, right?
Yep.
Coast Capital Playhouse.
Yep. Opens tonight. Yeah. Tonight is opening night. Runs till the 23rd, Wednesday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We have one matinee on the 17th this weekend. And also, just to promote it, on July 20th, we have a special fundraiser for the Delta Community Animal Shelter. So $5 of each ticket will go towards that charity.
Oh, that's great.
So caring for the animals and stuff. So
yeah. So kind of what's the story of the play? What's going on?
Well, it's Barrymore comes out. And the great thing about this play is the fact that it can be staged anywhere, because Barrymore basically is invading on a rehearsal space of anyone. So we basically are using the Wet Rock Players, the play that was before that. They said, we'll just leave the set on. And we just put our chair and table there. And he comes out and says, I'm haunting this as paying penance for my crimes and abandoning the theater. And he just tells his story from beginning to end, like talks about his death, talks about Lionel, how Lionel's upstaging him constantly. talks about...
Well, Lionel was like, John was the leading man.
Yeah.
He was the great profile. And
yes.
Lionel was the great character actor.
Yes.
He's probably better known now for stuff like It's a Wonderful Life and you know, movies like that from the 40s.
But
the old building alone.
Yes, that's right. I didn't even realize Lionel Barrymore was in It's a Wonderful Life. And I had to go check and I went, oh, it's him.
Yeah. So was he jealous of John's success?
I don't know. Like, he was always, they kind of helped each other out a lot of time. Like, if one person hit rock bottom, the other person would help them out. And quite a few times Lionel would pick Barrymore up after being drunk or basically he got upset a lot of times because of the divorces he went through.
Yeah.
But the thing with Lionel, and this is an ongoing rivalry between the two of them, is Lionel would always upstage John.
Yeah.
And it pissed the hell out of him. Even on his deathbed, which is how the play starts, where John's talking about the fact he's in a coma. And Lionel's upstaging him, trying to close his eyes and announce he's dead before the doctor does and all this stuff and acting it up. So it was an ongoing rivalry between the two brothers.
Yeah.
To a point where they're on Broadway at one point and Lionel was doing it to him on that. And Barrymore's on the telephone pouring his heart out. And Lionel's just supposed to be there just to listen, but he's dropping ice cubes in his glass and lighting a cigarette and making noise. So Barrymore, opening night, stops and goes, it's for you. So it's like, but the funny thing is, and this is in the play, what ends up happening was Barrymore says to the audience, but get this, one critic said Lionel Barrymore's pause on the telephone was one of the finest pieces of acting I've ever seen.
And well, it was real.
So it's a very fun play. It's got its high moments, it's got sad moments, but it definitely, after reading and researching about Barrymore, I think it captures the true heart of who he was.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of research, and one of my favorite movies that I watched of him, like he's done Bulldog, Drummond, which they were okay, but the one I really loved was The Man Votes.
I've never heard of that one.
It's a beautiful movie. And the biographer that was before it says that this is probably the closest to who John Barrymore was, as far as his heart, his style, his acting. It's a beautiful movie. He acts with two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the biographer said at one point, and it was all in fun, but he said he's holding this little girl who's his daughter on his lap, and he's pouring his heart out, and she's playing with his tie. And he looks out, and he notices that everybody's looking at her playing with a tie and not at him.
Right.
So he stopped and goes, cut! No, no, no. He says, you can't play with my tie. You're upstaging me, just like my brother. But it was all in good, fun. But it was a beautiful film. And you saw the funny thing is it kind of looked into the alcoholic part of Barrymore. Because at one point, he's getting a ride with the milkman home in the morning.
Yeah.
And they say, what time is it? He goes, holds up a whiskey bottle. It's 7:30.
Wow.
Like he tells the time by his whiskey bottle.
Yeah,
that was
his consumption.
But it was a really beautiful, like it's a good demonstrative of his action, like not of his acting, but of his character and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, who he is, yeah.
Yeah.
How old is the play and when was it written?
Oh, that's a good question. You got me on that. Well, when I originally got, he had died 42 years ago, which is what it said in the script, but I had to change it to 78 years ago.
Yeah.
So it is quite old. And interesting
he died 78 years ago, so he died like
42,
yeah.
It was written by Jason Miller, and I didn't know this until our stage manager looked it up. He played the priest in The Exorcist, the guy that takes on. So it was kind of
the young priest, not the young Max von Sydow.
So he wrote this play, and it's based on a book that was written by one of the Vice Squad, and the Vice Squad were all John Barrymore's best friends.
Right.
So it was coming from a resource that was very trusted and a close friend of Barrymore. So it's very true, and that's the thing I like about it, is the fact that nobody objected to the book or to the play, which is the other thing I looked into. Like a lot of people said that this play definitely captured the heart of who John Barrymore was,
which
which is why I respected doing this play.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you want to. It doesn't matter if it's a good story or a bad story, or it makes them look. As long as it's true, that's the important thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of true, there's a notorious legend about after Barrymore died, that the vice squad, his pals, stole his body from the mortuary.
Yeah.
Is that true?
They borrowed his body from the Undertaker.
Borrowed.
They bribed the Undertaker to take it. And then they put it in Errol Flynn's apartment in his chair. Errol was drunk as a skunk, and they took him home and walked him in. And there's John Barrymore lying in this chair in front of a marble fireplace, dead, eyes open, a big grin on his face.
Wow.
And Errol passed out. So, but that's
the golden age of Hollywood.
It's kind of sick and morbid, but funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It sort of sums up.
Oh, yeah.
Sums up a lot.
Yeah. So.
All right, so once again, Coast Capital Playhouse. You just opened, so
just
opened. When does it close?
It closes on the 23rd of July.
Okay,
so it's just running for another week.
We just have another week.
Yep.
And the benefit for the animals, say that again?
Is on July 20th.
Right.
So I believe that is the Wednesday night,
yeah.
I think, looking at my calendar. And as I said before, $5 for each ticket sold goes to the Delta Community Animal Shelter Charity. So.
Right, all right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing it, but you got to bring it up to the big city.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, the thing about this is you could put it on anywhere.
Yeah.
Because all you need is a table and a chair, and I could do it out here.
Yeah.
Because it could be done anywhere, which is a wonderful thing. So the director, Dale Kelly, said, if you want to do this again somewhere, you can do it. So I could even do it for Fringe, although who knows. But
we could do it here. It's a monologue, so it works on radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long one. Well, Del Kelly said that. He says, well, now you can use this for a monologue for your acting. And I thought, allow me to do an hour and a half monologue for you. Oh, the lines in this.
Pick 2 minutes out of this 90-minute beat.
Yeah. It's been an interesting experience doing this because I've never done a one-man show.
Yeah.
And it's the ironic thing is I'm talking on stage about how Barrymore starts to lose his memory. And his father lost his memory and was booed off the stage because he couldn't remember his lines. And I'm on stage struggling to remember what my lines are, thinking this is kind of a weird circle.
That's a little too weird, yeah.
Yeah, so.
A little too real.
Yep.
Well, John Cousins, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, and keep coming back.
Okay.
All right, let's hear some more music. So the Town Pants, one of my favorite local Celtic bands, is playing at the Wise Hall. Let me just find the thing here.
Town Pants.
Oh yeah. They're fantastic.
I love Celtic music. That sounds cool.
Okay, let me just find it now. I had it up on the old thing.
That's just funny. What are we going to call our band?
I know. I mean, and of course, you know, they started when the Town Pump was still big. So I don't know what connection
that
has
like,
to it.
Oh, I like your pants. Where'd you get them from? Oh, from the town. Oh, so they're Town Pants. Hey, what a great name.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I got to put on my Town Pants.
That's right.
We're going to the dance. Put on your Town Pants, son. That's probably where it comes from.
All right. It should have been Town Kilt.
All right, so they're playing at the Fox. That's what they're playing at on Main Street tonight at 7 o'clock. And let's see. Who else is playing with them? I should actually prepare some of these things sometimes, you know. Anyway, it's an early show. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and because they're in a residential neighborhood, they have to be finished by 11. But lots of fun, lots of music, lots of drinks, and stuff in the projection room afterwards. So head on down to the Fox tonight for the Town Pants.
Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a merry cave. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spongier to take. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunker, sober. Oh, now breakboys are on for marching off to Portugal and Spain. Drums are beating, banners flying, the devil home will come tonight. Oh, love, fare thee well. With me to the red lumina, me to the red lumina. Here at Puerto Ladio, there's whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a merry cave. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spongier to take. Oh, whiskey, you're me down, drunker, sober.
Said the mother, do not wrong me, don't take my daughter from me. For if you do, I will torment you, and after death my ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well. Women, tiddle-a-ma-da-me, tiddle-a-ma-da-me, tiddle-a-ma-da-me. There's whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a merry cave. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier, a day. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Well, the French are fighting boldly. Men are dying hot and coldly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. Love, fare thee well. With me, tiddle-a-ma-da-ma-da, me, tiddle-a-ma-da-ma-da. Spirit, put your old laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a merry quay. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier, a day. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a merry quay. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier, a day. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
The boys are
That's Alison McDonald, and that's the last track from her new album, I'm Moving Along, and really glad to be able to feature Alison the last few weeks. Good friend of the show and great talent, and a brand new album full of all kinds of hit songs from the 50s and 60s, plus lots of show tunes and stuff. So if that's the kind of stuff you like, you'll love this album. It's Alison McDonald, I'm Moving Along. You can check her out on Facebook to find out more details on that. We're going to talk about some more stuff that's going around town and play some more music for you and all that after this.
Heaven for Real are making the trek from Halifax to Vancouver just in time to release their new LP,
Kill Your Memory.
Out July 15 on Mint Records. To celebrate, we're throwing a party for them and their friends. Featuring Heaven for Real, Slam Dunk, Whitney Kay, and Other Jesus. This Saturday, July 16 at the Astoria. Doors at 9:30, cover is $8, high fives are free.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Gay Games. And to the thousands of athletes, coaches, family, and spectators from around the world. Since 1982, the Gay Games have given lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes and supporters around the world a chance to come together to compete, celebrate, and inspire others. It's been remarkable to see the Games thrive over the years.
The Gay Games is the world's largest sporting and cultural event specifically for LGBTQ+ athletes, artists, and musicians. In 1990, Vancouver held the third Gay Games, where approximately 7,300 athletes took part, and over 1,500 cultural participants attended.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
He was a man.
So that's Mounties, and they were ripping it up on stage at Catalano last Saturday. And another band that was playing last Saturday is also playing tomorrow night. I'm talking about Woolworm, and they're part of a big show that's happening at Pat's Pub down on Hastings in sunny Gastown, or the lovely downtown east side, I guess, is probably the more accurate description of that neighborhood. But it's actually a big send-off for Dumb. Dumb are going out on tour, and so they're having kind of a farewell concert with Woolworm, Wishkicker, and Mental Health. So let's hear a little bit from all them guys. We're going to kick off with Woolworm, hear a bit from Dumb, and maybe somebody else too. Anyway, this is Woolworm, Alamere Feeling. We'll be right back. So that's Mental Health, and they're going to be playing along with Dumb and Woolworm all at the Pat's Pub tomorrow night. Big send-off for Dumb as they head off on their big tour. Free show going on tonight right here on campus. It's We Found a Lovebird, and it's more sort of a this afternoon show. They're playing live at Jim Taylor Park, which is on Thunderbird Boulevard up by the stadium. And the show starts at 5:30. It's We Found a Lovebird. And these guys are friends of the show. They've been we've been featuring them a lot. And they've got a new CD out called Lobby, which you can probably pick up when you're at the show. Free concert today, 5:30 at Jim Taylor Park right here on campus. So they're about like 4.5 hours away. Head out to Jim Taylor Park right here on UBC campus and check out We Found a Lovebird. It is your last chance also to check out Shine, the burlesque musical that's happening at the Wise Hall. And it's a crazy show put on by the Wet Spots. Lots of really great performances going on, and also featuring very dear friend of the show, Mr. Seth Gordon Little. I think he's playing Ethel Merman or something. Anyway, he looks delightful. Also going on this weekend. This doesn't start till the end of the month, but we'll let you know a little bit about it. Fighting Chance Productions has got two shows running in repertory down at Granville Island at the Waterfront Theater. They're doing Green Day's American Idiot and Heather's the Musical. That opens on the 28th and 29th. Also opening this weekend at the Jericho Arts Center. You especially want to go tonight because I'm in it. It's Romans in Britain. I'll be in the show tomorrow night, too, Country Wife. But you want to check those out. If you go to the box office And you have to do this in person. You can't do this online. But if you go to the box office and say you're a friend of Dave's, you'll get your tickets for $20 throughout the month of July. Don't tell them I put it out on the radio, though. Just say you're a friend of mine. Anyway, A Country Wife, a restoration comedy from the 1670s. Very bawdy, very cheeky. Reset into the 1960s. And Romans in Britain, a tale of imperialism, oppression, and subjugation of indigenous peoples, but definitely well worth checking out as well. And then the third show with Ensemble opened last night, and that is Pinter's Betrayal. Three great shows going on down at the Jericho Arts Center. And of course, the Bard on the Beach Festival is going on as well. For you Shakespeare lovers, Pericles, Othello, Merry Wives of Windsor, and Romeo and Juliet at Vanier Park. And Theater Under the Stars. Yeah, they're doing Beauty and the Beast and West Side Story. So you can check out the original Romeo and Juliet at Bard on the Beach and then go check out the musical version, West Side Story, at Theater Under the Stars. We got the call board coming up next.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. Oh, a little too loud for you there. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions in and around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds, and we encourage everyone to read for everything. BC Renaissance Festival, they are happening in August. They're still looking for folks. Details are found at vancouveractorsguide.com. Look for Enchanted Encounters. Jacques Lalonde still looking for actors and performers to help him out with Trump the Musical, his show for the 2016 Vancouver Fringe, especially people that can play Ted Cruz, Bill Clinton, Melania Trump, and Hillary Clinton. So if you can play any of those roles or know someone who can, contact Jacques Lalonde through Facebook or email him at onecrazyfrenchman@hotmail.com or me at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com, and I'll pass it on to him. Surrey Little Theater doing the Dixie Swim Club. This is happening in October. They're looking for five women in their 40s to 50s who can do a Southern accent, I guess because it's Dixie. Auditions are happening this weekend and next, July 17th and 24th. A couple of Christmas pantos they're already calling for performers. Auditions aren't until August, but I thought you'd like to know. We've been talking about this for a while already. Metro Theater's panto Robin Hood and Marian, the auditions are August 29th. And White Rock Players is doing Alice in Wonderland, and their auditions are August 14th and 15th. Canadiana Musical Theatre Company is doing The Birth of the CPR. This is a hilarious, rip-roaring, boogie-woogie bluegrass musical about the national dream for young audiences. It's a 45-minute show presented in schools and theatres. It'll be happening in January, early February, and then again in the spring, April 10th to May 5th. The auditions are on July 22nd and 23rd in Delta. Looking for two singers, one who can play guitar or bass, the other who can play mandolin or fiddle, and also people who are, you know, good, you know, as not only just good musicians, but also performers who can tell a story. It's a paid paid job. It's not an equity, but they will provide travel, per diems, and other expenses will be covered while you're on your tour. If you want more information on that, go to alan@canadianmusical.com. And Eternal Theatre Collective is doing Square One, a youth theatre festival featuring four new short plays written by youth playwrights. And they are looking for young people between the ages of 13 and 25. The auditions are tomorrow, July the 16th. The performances are happening in August, and it's etcperformingarts@gmail.com for more information on that. North Van Community Players doing The Mystery of Irma Vep, A Penny Dreadful, and that is going to be happening in October. The auditions are in August. This is a quick change marathon kind of play where two actors take on a variety of roles, and it's a crazy manic kind of show. Lots of fun to watch and lots of fun to be in as well. So I definitely recommend you going out for that one. West Theatre West Van doing another classic comedy from the 1940s. This is Arsenic and Old Lace, and that'll be happening in October. Auditions are in August. They're looking for three women and 10 male characters, but gender is not always an issue. And if you are cast, you might be asked to take on more than one role. You don't have to know a New York accent, though, so that's a bit of a break. And that audition is happening in August. And then also in August will be auditions for Metro Theatre's production of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. If you want details on these or other audition calls, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And that is our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Don't forget, this program is available free as a podcast on iTunes. Just type CITR/, not slash, dash, Dave Radio in the search box and click on my face when it pops up. Remember to subscribe and check out some of your other favorite CITR shows. We're all there on iTunes, and it's free. This week's shout-out goes to friend of the show and UBC Theatre PhD candidate Julia Henderson, who received honorable mention from the Robert C. Lawrence Prize Committee for her paper, Resisting Dominant Ideologies of Aging, Sally Clark's Moo and 10 Ways to Abuse an Old Woman, delivered at the Canadian Association for Theatre Research Conference in Calgary in May. Well done, Julia. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. And stick around, because the award-winning Eleanor is up next with Femme Concept. And at 3:30, it's Nardwuar, the Human Serviette presents. Don't forget, Ensemble Theatre, Romans in Britain tonight, Country Wife tomorrow night. All summer long, you don't want to miss that. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Tune in every other Wednesday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. for UBC Arts on Air with your host, Ira Nadell.